Yorkshire late happened a desperate fight 'tween a Jacobite lady and a Williamite. 'Twas fought with such courage no men could do more, nor the like was ne'er known 'tween two women before. For it met in the field with her sword by her side, resolving the same should their quarrel decide. 'Twas after this manner the fray did begin, at a night's in Yorkshire at a merry-making. There many fair ladies and gentlemen dined. When dinner was over, then round went the wine. By that time each drank for their share a whole quart, then a bumper around for a health at a draught. Says the Jacobite lady, "Drink a health to the king." Says the Williamite lady, "That health I'll begin. In the field he's a monarch that's valiant and brave, and does venture his life these three kingdoms to save. Come, madam, success to King William, I say, and to all his brave forces by land and by sea." The Jacobite lady, being put to a stand, immediately struck glass and wine from her hand, and called her rebellious heretic too, then took up a bottle to give her a blow. But some there did hinder her furious design, and fain would persuade her to friendship that time. But nothing her passion that time could assuage. She rose up in fury, went away in a rage. Next morning she sent her a letter with speed, when the Williamite lady the same once did read. She found she was challenged, a sword she must bring, and fight her for drinking a health to the king. The Williamite lady, not daunted in mind, but answer did send she would meet at the time. A suit of her brother's this lady put on, with a sword by her side too she marched along. To meet her bold challenger fairly to fight, for she said she'd not fear any she-Jacobite. "You are for King William," the Jacobite cried. "I am so and will be while I live," she replied. "Then you and I must have a trial of skill. You see I'm prepared to kill or be killed." Then bravely they thrust at each other, I say, but the Jacobite lady was forced to give way. Their glittering swords they did heartily push, till the Jacobite lady fell into a bush. A man who did spy them came running in haste, and held, as he thought, a young man by the waist, till the lady who fell and lay bleeding did cry, "I am wounded, come help me, or else I shall die." Her hat and wig falling off made them be known, or else they had gone for two young men unknown. But when I found out who these young women were, they begged I would not their strange quarrel declare. And had not one's brother came just as he did, this secret for me should forever been hid.